Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Five counts of intentional homicide with a sixth count on the way. That's what the suspect in the Waukesha parade crash is facing. 39-year-old Darryl Brooks being held on $5 million bail. He was allegedly driving the SUV that plowed into a crowd watching a Christmas parade in suburban Milwaukee last weekend. This is the second day of jury deliberations in the trial of three white men charged in the fatal shooting of black jogger Ahmaud Arbery near Brunswick, Georgia, early last year. There was no verdict after 6 hours of deliberations yesterday. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are in the red. Right now, the Dow is down about 89 points, while the S&P is off 8 points, the NASDAQ 30 points in the red. More details at srnnews.com.
Why are cash-out refinances such a big deal right now? Uncle Ryan tries to teach me something.
I really feel like right now might be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I've been doing this for 18 years now, and I've just never seen a market where the rates are so low and values across the country have skyrocketed as much as they have. That combination, I remember one couple in particular, they were looking to do some home improvements at the house, but they were worried about their payments going up. Well, with rates being so low and them building up so much equity in the home over the last few years, we were able to get them the cash out for those home improvements, and their payments actually went down a little bit. Every single situation is different, but it does happen more often than you think, so it definitely does not hurt to call.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. All things considered, not a bad holiday weekend forecast. No major storm systems on the way. It'll be cool at times, though. Today's high temperature will be in the lower 60s. A little breezy later on. Sunshine. Clear skies, chilly tonight, overnight low temperature down to about 36. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving, good bit of sunshine mixed in with a few clouds, a warmer afternoon, high temperature up around 70, not bad. Scattered showers holding off till later on Thursday night, then it'll turn breezy and much cooler again on Black Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
It's the Thanksgiving week sale going on now through Saturday at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Black Friday prices all week long on holiday favorites like 50% off Christmas ornaments, decor, and pre-wrapped gifts. 40% off all undecorated, pre-lit, lifelike Christmas trees, wreaths, and garlands. Plus, shop unique gifts for everyone on your Christmas list, including jewelry, purses and totes, kids' toys and books, guide gifts, and more. Shop Black Friday prices now during the Thanksgiving week sale at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Doorbusters! Initial braces, $79. Pearl studs, $29. Diamond studs, $99. Tahitian floating pearls, $89. This is our pre-Thanksgiving blowout. Now, through Black Friday, we never slash the price like this. Every item has a crazy blowout price. Don't miss this sale. Don't miss it. Marguerites, come see us. We're crazy. Open every day till 7 o'clock. All diamonds, 60% off. off. Come see us. We appreciate your business. We're giving it away.
We're here with David Little. And David, it's the holiday season, so what's happening over at Tucker Pecan?
Look who just came in shopping for their Christmas needs. We've got Foster Gump and his friend Lieutenant Stan. What'd y'all find?
Well, David, we went down to Tucker Pecan and we found the most freshest pecans and candies we have ever seen. We have got local jellies, local jams, and we've got purses, we've got necklaces. I mean, it is a dream. And if we got family and friends back over in Greenbow that we want to send pecans and gifts to, and all we have to do is give you a name and address and you take care of the rest. And you know, Lieutenant Stan, he's over there in the ice cream cooler. I can't get him out of it. But if you need to go shopping, you come to Tucker Pecan, located in downtown Montgomery. Well, thank you for coming by, Foster. We can't wait to see you. Y'all come see us at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Folks, let's go to the phones and talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray.
Hey, guys. What y'all doing?
Just a radio show, you know, this whole thing.
How you doing, Ray?
I'm good. Just a busy, busy morning already. Standing here looking at some rugs with my sister, Donna. Hey, Donna. Tell them hey.
Hey.
Hi, Donna.
How are y'all?
Good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm loving life right now. I have a whole week off.
Oh, that's nice.
She's the principal at Daniel Pratt here in Prattville.
Oh, nice. Okay. Nice.
You know, growing up, she's a hypocrite.
Uh-oh. No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No,
you used to fuss and fuss about school and the principals, and now she's doing the very thing she fussed about.
Y'all do know that he lies.
Do you have any secrets about Ray, Donna?
Yeah.
Ray?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Ray would always be in mischief, but at least he was smart enough to kind of hang back where Ron and I would charge forward, and so he didn't get in as much trouble as we did. But he was still in there.
I came up with the ideas and let them do it.
Okay. Good idea.
That's not true.
I remember one time they got in a fight, and Donna threw Ron against the wall, and he started screaming that she broke his arm.
That is actually happened.
And Mama got through with Donna, and Ron was sitting there waving at her. I'm like, oh, Ron, you're dead. She's going to kill you.
I did. I beat him up afterwards.
That's good to know that the local principal has had times that she's had to put a young man like him in place.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we trained her. We actually trained her for the job.
Yeah, growing up with twins, you have survival of the fittest.
I bet.
Well, listen, we're going to take off the next 4 days. But if you need us, call the store at 285-8117, hit one, and it'll go straight to my cell phone, and I will answer it.
All right.
Well, again, folks. Yeah, y'all check out Prattville Carpet.
Wish everybody a very happy Thanksgiving and enjoy your family. Enjoy the food. We'll be back at it on Monday.
All right. Thank you, Ray.
Happy Thanksgiving, Ray.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodness gracious, we have like a whole crowd.
I see that.
Are we like the... Who are the zoo animals?
That's the Viva lady.
Oh, yeah.
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 Okay, well, I'm going to hit the break and see what's going on here. We'll be right back. And hello, Rosie.
Hey, Rosie. Hey.
We'll be right back. Hold on.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect holiday gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Listen for your chance to win big prizes. What? No prizes? Well, listen anyway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
New trucks are starting to arrive at Larry Puckett Chevrolet. Don't wait. Come in and get yours before they disappear. Also, the new 2022 Blazers will be here this month. And as always, Larry Puckett has one of the largest selections of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs in the River Region. Christmas will be here soon, so if you have an extra vehicle you don't need, bring it by for an instant cash offer. I'm sure that Christmas cash will come in handy. Larry Puckett has great finance and service departments. These will make your Larry Larry Puckett Chevrolet experience a dream. Look online at LarryPuckett.com and drop by the dealership on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. For over 40 years, you've counted on Larry Puckett Chevrolet. Get great buys on new Chevrolets as well as on the pre-owned cars and trucks. Stop by and see them on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or you can shop them online before you come by at LarryPuckett.com.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Good spirits today because of the Thanksgiving holidays. Looking forward to this very much. And Rosie is here.
Hey, Joey.
What are you doing here so early?
Well, I brought the cake for the Baumhauer's bash tonight.
Oh, yeah. It's like a triple birthday bash?
Yes, triple birthday.
Yes, she hit it, Eddie. And we're not telling you where it is.
I'm just checking because I already heard there's some banana pudding in there for me to
find.
You know, I still have that paddle. I haven't threatened you.
By the time you go get that paddle,
I
already eat the banana pudding.
Well, it's fine. I ate some of that last night.
Yeah, it's
Blair
delicious.
Knows what she's doing.
She does.
And we got to eat it while it was still hot or warm.
Yes. Man. Yes.
Yeah, I'd never had warm banana pudding.
Oh,
and
dude,
that meringue melts in your mouth.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah, it was like a solid meringue on top of it, Eddie.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm going to get to
so good.
So,
also, I stopped by XI Repair.
Oh, yeah?
To get a new battery for my Note 10 and a charger.
Nice.
So,
how do they take care of you over there?
Excellent, I must say.
Yeah, they're good.
I go back in an hour and everything's done.
Isn't that great? Isn't that great?
Yes. How about that wall of shame? Like the backdrop, did you notice that?
Yeah.
Those like all the broken
phone
stuff?
Cases.
It's so neat when you go in there. Everything is pristine. Everything is in its place.
Right.
It's, you know,
it's a
very
shop.
Organized.
Well, I just wanted to say hi and happy Thanksgiving because I got to get out of here at 3.
I know.
Go see family. So.
You're traveling.
Indeed. Yeah, it's easy, though. It's a quick drive to Auburn.
Yeah.
But
well,
love
I appreciate
you.
It. Love you, too.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Bye.
Bye, honey.
And Chris, welcome.
Hey, Joey. I'm going to treat this kind of like an Anything Goes Friday.
Sure.
Yesterday, I heard you say something. This just has nothing to do with radio or anything, but that your grandfather was in, during Vietnam, was in Thailand?
I believe so, yes.
Do you know where he was? My father started out in Thailand. He was in the Air Force.
I don't know exactly the city. I think he was literally doing some math on a lot of the sorties that were being sent that way.
Okay. My father was a crew chief in Korat, Thailand, in 66, 67.
Okay.
I was just curious as to where he might have been. They may have actually run across each other somewhere.
Well, his name, I don't think he might be saying, is Ron Skanecki. So that's my grandfather's name. So if maybe they did cross paths. I just don't know the my ignorance is showing here, the details of the exact city and location.
Okay. Well, I was just curious. I thought it was kind of interesting that they may have actually crossed paths at some point in time. But anyway, you guys have a great Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Chris. Thank you, sir. 272-9228. Yeah, it's a small world, Eddie.
Incredible.
It really is. When you get chatting with folks, and often, you know, if I go out to dinner with Jack Campbell,
mm-hmm.
everybody knows Jack.
Yeah. Well,
everybody.
Right.
And then the people will ask, who's your family? And I'll tell them. And they're like, huh. I love it when you, especially in this town where you say your family, they go, huh. Yeah, the Catholics know me.
Do you ever say what? But, you got something to say there, buddy?
Yeah, the Catholics know me, especially because of my Uncle Bill, Father Bill Skanecki, and my grandfather Ron has been a fixture. My mom was very well connected in our small Catholic community here as well. But, yeah, I get beyond that Catholic enclave, and I'm starting to get to know folks.
Yeah?
Well, the beautiful thing is I can still go out and about in Montgomery. Nobody knows who I am.
Usually when you open your mouth, that's when they go.
Yeah, they might find out eventually. No, but I swear, Eddie, if I go to Wetumpka, I go to Prattville, I get found out pretty quick.
Oh, I'm sure.
Up there.
Well, I know how you feel because as little a part as I play in this, I'll be out at dinner sometimes and people say, hey.
Yeah, if I go to Millbrook.
Are you on the radio? I'm like, and my face gets red.
Right.
You know, yeah. So it is embarrassing, but at the same time, it's great to meet people because I can't believe how many people listen. I'm always amazed how many people listen.
I know. Kind of freaks me out.
It does.
Because people ask me, what did you talk about today? I'm like, I don't remember.
That always gets me. Was like, what was the subject today? I'm like, well, and usually I can think of the dumb things that we talked about.
Right.
That's it.
We pride ourselves on being conversational. I'll put it that way.
Yes.
So you don't? Do you remember every little thing of every conversation you have?
No. And a lot of times I'll go back and listen to the replay, and I still, like, I don't even remember talking to Joey about that.
Yeah. Just that. It works that way. 272-9228. Let's go to Clint Jr.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. My mom makes this awesome cream cheese dip every Thanksgiving.
Okay.
With some corned beef and chives and stuff in it. It's really awesome.
That's awesome.
My son was so hooked on that, we had to drag him away from it, kicking and screaming. So now every year we call it crack. We got to make some crack for the holidays. I thought that was funny.
It is.
Y'all bringing the holiday crack?
Yes, sir. We already got it in planner.
Well, I appreciate the call, Clint Jr. Right, I got to find that recipe. 272-9228. Let's go to Chad. Hello, Chad.
Hey, I knew Clint and his family were all crackheads.
We suspected it.
What are you doing there, baby? Smoking weed.
I'm building a spaceship. I'm competing with Elon.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. So, yeah, I know Father Bill. He's Monsignor now, isn't he?
He is. He's down there running the cathedral in Mobile.
Yes, he's the what do they call him? The something vicar general or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, excellent. Yeah, I think he's doing a good job.
Well, it was always my favorite thing when he was in Auburn or he was local. More when he was in Auburn because I was old enough. Yeah, you know, it'd be after Mass and everybody, he was the type of priest who would stand there and talk to everybody. After Mass. And so folks would walk up, Father Bill, Father Bill, Father Bill. And I'd walk up and go, how you doing, Uncle Bill? And get some odd looks.
And then, they'd give you that dirty look. Like, yeah. Who the heck are you?
Yeah, a little bit of Catholic humor here.
No doubt about it. I hope you guys are looking forward to the Thanksgiving holiday. We've got about 35 or 40 people coming into the house. So I'm running errands. That's why I'm in the car talking to you, Joey.
I'm
doing honeydews.
Honeydews. Wait, but you said 30 or 40 people?
Yeah, 30 to 40. Yeah, my wife has a very large family. Actually, that's kind of a small outing. And so it rotates to a different member of the family every year, and this is our year. So it'll probably be about 35 or 40 folks. The deal is, and that's like I always tell my wife, whether you're doing 30 or whether you're doing 50, you still have to do the same amount of work.
That's right.
Right.
You still have to get it all cleaned up, yard good, house perfect. But the great thing about doing a big Thanksgiving party is that your house is immaculate and ready for Christmas.
There you go.
There's a bright side to that when people are spilling cranberry sauce on your white carpet.
I've seen some of these commercials, Chad, where you get a new room painted and then you can come over and just throw wine on people's walls. Are you inviting your guests to do that?
No. Yeah, right. We don't have very many carpets in our house. It's pretty much our house, hardwood floors and marble, so it's not much
I told my wife when we built. She's like, we were talking about carpet. I was like, look, I'll ruin every bit of carpet, so our whole house is tile because I'm just a klutz. That's.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, and if you have kids or pets or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
My kids are grown, but my pets, my pets are good. They're trained now, so I don't think I could get another cat or another dog because that's not a whole lot of fun when you're trying to get those animals.
No. You keep an animal just to train a new animal.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's like, watch this.
Yep.
Well, listen, I hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving, okay?
You too, Chris.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Right, take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
His name's Chad.
What'd I say, Chris?
His name's Chad.
I was texting.
You're texting, Chris?
Yeah, sorry.
One of those brain farts of yours?
No, just...
No, just a regular one?
Yeah, just every day, Joey. Let's go, just a
Bill.
Tuesday.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
How you doing?
I am great. I am getting ready to go out of town for about 6 days.
Oh, yeah?
Going to see a little girl in California. She's about 3 months old now.
Oh, wow, Bill.
So, going to see my granddaughter.
Well, that should be great.
I was in the car, our truck, quite a bit yesterday driving around. And I'm telling you, the homeless people on the intersections is getting ridiculous.
Yeah, I believe
get a little
it.
Aggressive. Yeah.
There must have been at least 10 people at the intersection of Vaughn Road and the bypass.
Ugh. Yeah. Well, and especially, I noticed that I wasn't even looking for it, but when it's freezing now, seeing folks almost frozen over, even under blankets, this is getting real bad.
Well, you know, there's a guy that stands at the intersection of Carmichael Road and Perry Hill. And he's there a lot. Well, I was at Adams Drugs a couple of weeks ago and saw him get out of a Volvo, walk over to the shopping center, walk up to Carmichael, and then walk down to the intersection. And this isn't an old Volvo. It's a fairly late model Volvo. But he's out there begging for money.
Yeah. People are giving, man.
Yeah, well, and there are some folks that make a profession out of it, and that's why you need good resources. So if somebody really does have substance abuse or mental problems, they can be helped. Maybe somebody really is down and out, doesn't know what to do, but then you got to watch out for the folks who take advantage of our charity.
Well, I'm setting this conversation up for a question.
All right.
And the question is I understand that the city settled a lawsuit with one of these panhandlers, and that's the reason they're not doing anything about it.
That was initially the reason. I'll put it this way. I've talked to Ed Grimes. I've actually talked to CeCe, Calhoun. Like I've talked to a few folks, and the mayor himself mentioned it last time he was on. They're trying to figure out something they can do where they don't get another one of those lawsuits on their hands. Craft certain rules and tools.
Here's my question. How many lawyers work for the city of Montgomery?
I don't know.
One? Is that all they got?
No, it's definitely more than one.
So why would they settle a lawsuit like that? Come on. They could have fought that lawsuit to that person's great-grandchildren could have got settlement. They didn't have to settle that. I mean, that's ridiculous. I ain't that stupid.
Do you remember whether or not the judge, before they settled, would have stayed the law?
They could have.
Well, my point is that you could be tied up in court for years and your law can't go into effect.
Right.
Because the courts hold it back.
Yeah, I don't buy that. I don't buy that they had to settle. They settled so they wouldn't have to do anything about it.
Right.
But here's
the deal. Like, that is the number one issue when we've done town halls. It's panhandling. I brought it with the mayor last time. I brought it up with city council members. They all understand this is a problem. Part of what the solution will be is enforcing certain traffic rules. So if you're getting out in the street, if you're messing with people when they're in their cars on a busy road, it's dangerous. It can come under the auspices, all sorts of good safety laws. And then other regards, if somebody's truly mentally ill or strung out on drugs, you get them off the streets and you get them help. And this is being set up.
Well, it's just a matter of before somebody gets killed.
I agree.
Because there at Vaughn Road, you've got two lanes that turn to go east. And there was a guy that walked through traffic and was getting money from the lane next to the bypass. And there was cars zipping through that intersection. And there was people behind them blowing horns for him to get out of the way. It's just a matter of time before somebody gets killed.
Yep. I got to run, Bill. Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
You too. Yeah, buzzing time went away.
Yeah, thank God. Yeah. There's a buzz on their connection with Bill.
It's ironic that the caller on line one, she called it the perfect time.
Babs, welcome to the show.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just wanted to call and wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
My favorite senator of all time, Senator Brubaker, called in. If Jack would call in and Dan would call in, that would make my day. But
guess
I want to
what?
Wish everybody
guess
a happy
what?
Thanksgiving.
Bab, guess what?
Jack!
How are you?
Hey, Jack, you sound wonderful.
Thank you, Bab. How are you?
I am wonderful, especially now.
Happy
Thanksgiving.
You too.
Bud.
You too.
I miss you and Dan very much, but I'm going to tell you, Joey just gets better and better each day.
He sure does.
And so does Eddie. Joey just gives him too hard a time.
But no.
Wonderful, happy, and blessed Thanksgiving and
yes.
Be safe. Thank you so much for all you do.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I love you, Jack.
You too, bud. Thank you.
See you, hon.
Bye-bye. Thank you for letting me on, Joey.
Of course. Just stop giving Eddie too much praise.
What'd she say?
She was saying Eddie keeps getting better, too, but Joey gives him too hard of a time. No. You're getting better only when I threaten you. This is how this works. Jack, how you doing?
Oh, you're doing. How are you?
I'm great. You know, I found a new... I got to put this in the system, but this is my new favorite thing. Donkey Lori loves it. But then also, when I want somebody to shut up, I'm gonna play it. Here is...
Shut up! Silly woman.
Oh, man. But happy Thanksgiving, Jack.
Thank you, you. And you too, Eddie.
You too, Jack Campbell. It's so good to see you.
I found a pen right here.
I see that.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got a better one for you.
I don't want it. It's propaganda.
Propaganda. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's always selling.
This from the man who made his living selling propaganda. Jack Campbell.
No.
I didn't do that in
yes,
Texas.
Yes, I did. I sure did. I was good, too.
Yeah, you are.
The one time, I was good.
270, you're still pretty darn good. Don't sell yourself short.
Well, what the hell?
Now, well, I don't want to let any secrets out, you know.
No, don't.
Jeff.
Hey, good morning. How you doing this morning?
Good. How you doing?
I mean, y'all was talking about panhandling. A friend of mine recently, she decided to give somebody $20,
mm-hmm.
and she asked if she could pray for them, you know, witnessing their thing.
Right.
And while she was praying, the lady reached over and took her purse.
Oh, good God. And
it's not good to give them folks money. Let them get out and get a job like everybody else.
Yeah, and that's...
I've seen, there's an old black man that gets in a wheelchair over where you turn on the Atlanta Highway, and he sits in the wheelchair all day panhandling, but when he sees a cop, he gets up and grabs the wheelchair and runs with it, so you tell me.
Yep, you got to watch out for these grifters, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly.
Whether they're on the streets or running for office. Thank you, Jeff.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, whether they're on the streets or running for office. Grifters everywhere.
Yep.
Oh, now, Jack, there's still some, I think, left in the fridge, but Blair, I believe this is correct, Blair. Hello, Blair.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, Blair. How are you?
Jack, I haven't seen you. It's been too long. I'm going through Jack withdrawal.
Oh, God, no, I'm sorry.
Happy Thanksgiving. I love all you guys.
You too.
Love you too, honey.
Well, and Blair, I got to say thank you for the banana pudding. Not only are you just a beautiful woman, striking, really, but you can make an incredible banana pudding.
From scratch.
It's so good.
That was the real stuff. Well, Christmas is coming.
Yeah.
I hope Jack gets some of that, Nettie.
Yeah, there's still in the fridge, yeah.
That's good. The plan.
Cougar made.
Cougar made.
Cougar made.
Yeah, Cougar. Go Cougars. and proud of it.
You should be.
I'm old enough to enjoy all the good things. One real quick Thanksgiving meal story. Now, I still do the old traditional cornbread, biscuits. Make your dressing from scratch, make the biscuits, make the cornbread and everything. I'm carrying on my grandmother's tradition. But the story I want to tell you is I was in Germany for 22 months with my husband. And when I came home to my mother's, my brother brought his new wife for Thanksgiving. So I'm creaming up, mashing up the cream potatoes. and I've got the mixer going, and it's time to put the milk in the potatoes. So I open the refrigerator and grab out a carton and promptly start to pour it into my potatoes. It came out fruit punch.
Oh, no.
I stopped fast enough. In Germany, it looked like the milk carton in Germany. And so, you know, when you've been somewhere for 22 months, you find yourself surprised you're understanding English from the people at the next table. But I caught it fast enough. I put in the milk, put it on the table, never told anybody until my sister-in-law says, well, this looks kind of pink. And I said, it's just the light. So that's my funny Thanksgiving story.
Well, we appreciate you, Blair, and I know it's great for you and Jack to reconnect here.
Oh, yes. I love all of you guys, Eddie and Joey and Jack. Y'all are all special, and you're always so sweet to me, and that means more to me than you will ever know.
Well, thank you, Blair.
Yeah, Blair. Good woman.
Right. Thank you. Y'all have a safe time. Jack, every time I go out to eat, I look for you just in case. It may happen again.
I know.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
272-9228. Got to hit a quick break here.
Very good.
This will be quick. Back with Eric the Dog, who's still in Alaska?
Yeah, he's still in Juneau.
Oh, nice. And then Randall will be on, too.
Oh, good.
More news and views from 9 till noon with Jack Campbell and Joey Clark. Eddie's also here.
I'm always here.
Stay tuned.
Weather, traffic, and opinion. Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I don't ever take up a minute of your time, but I'll tell you what, our pre-Thanksgiving blowout is an absurd sale. We don't ever offer these kind of prices. It runs now through Black Friday, and unbelievable, we have everything in the place has a special, unbelievable, crazy, absurd price, and we have blowouts and all our special orders. Let me tell you about some of the blowouts. We got diamond crosses, $149, $129, $89, beautiful diamond crosses, floating Tahitian pearls, $89. Unbelievable type of stuff. Diamond by the Art necklace, $199. Studs, diamonds, rubies, and sapphires, $99. Initial bracelets for $79. You can't believe the stuff we have here. Come see us out of the Peppery Shops. We're open until 7 o'clock every day, now through Black Friday. This is a sale of all sales. Yes, you can lay away till Christmas. All diamonds, 60% off. All watches, 49% off. Unbelievable. You can't beat this. Come see us at Marguerite's. Thank you.
Trustworthy. Accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sheriff Bass is Mr. Holmes of Montgomery.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it? I ain't never heard nobody complain about the beer we have. It drank pretty good. Budweiser. What's the name of some of them other beer? Budweiser and what is it?
Miller?
Coors. Coors. It drank pretty good, don't it? Mr. Jack, who asked you to sponsor this beer?
The Freedom Hops Foundation.
Yeah, what kind of foundation is that?
These are young people from I would use the term, from Germany that came in with Mercedes.
From Germany?
Welcome back to News and Views. 9 till noon. I miss Alvin, truly.
I do, too.
Oh, man. 272-9228. It's so good to see you here in the studio, Jack.
Good to be here, too.
I like that. What is that, a plum shirt?
Eggplant.
Eggplant?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, nice.
In uh-huh. Halleck Gardens, we call that purple.
Purple?
That's just purple.
Yeah, I know.
Highland guard in my ass.
Yeah, they put all these fancy words.
On the other side of the track. You know that, Eddie.
Look at him trying to...
Hazard tree.
Trying to dress above his station.
Remember that one... What the one... Can H-H-Y... She was called on top by Hazard Street.
Yeah. I remember that.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, man.
God. 272-9228. Okay, let's go to Eric the Dog. He's been in Hawaii, Jack, and now he's in Juneau, Alaska.
What's with that, Eric?
Hola.
Hola, Eric.
What's up, Jack?
How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to hear you on the radio, man.
Thank you. What are you doing in Alaska?
Freezing his butt off.
I'm painting some helicopters. Got a couple different companies right here at the airport that this is their slow time, so they do all their 600-hour checks and 1,200-hour checks, and part of that is paint maintenance.
Wow.
Got to have their paint jobs up to code and strip everything down.
Wow.
Lot to it, yeah. There's a lot of those airplanes. I have to strip them and check for corrosion and all that kind of mess. So,
well, make sure you get one of those helicopter companies to give you a tour, fly you up to the top of Thunder Mountain.
As soon as I see one of these jokers jump in one, I already told him, I was like, hey, y'all need some weight. I qualify. I can save you 2 or 3 feet.
Yeah, man. It's beautiful up there.
Well, I hope you have a good Thanksgiving.
From what I've seen is awesome. Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Enjoy whatever y'all get to go do. I guess we'll talk to y'all. Is it fake shows for the rest of the week?
Yeah, you have replays. And then it'll be starting Monday.
We'll start
back up again. It's my birthday.
Right on.
That's
your
right,
birthday.
Joey.
As Jack rolls his eyes at me.
Mm-hmm. What are you going to be, 19? Well,
33.
We're going to have to give somebody to give some Joey some birthday spankings. Maybe we can get Ivy down here and put on her fireman hat.
Don't even start.
Oh, that judge in Mobile.
The what in Mobile?
Judge.
Oh, no.
Eddie, run upstairs and get that southern wood and bring that down.
Yeah.
Go ahead and get this kicked off right.
Well, have a happy Thanksgiving, Eric.
Take care, Eric.
Y'all too. Adios.
See you, brother.
Let's go to Randall.
Hey, Randall.
Randall.
Hello, fellas.
How are you doing,
buddy? Nice to hear all y'all, man.
Good to hear your voice.
Hell of a trio right there. I mean, you got it all. You got it all right there in the package. And I just want to wish all y'all, man, the best Thanksgiving you can have. And y'all already starting off right, making us laugh this morning. I mean, thinking about life and the crew, man. You had me bawling. I don't even know why, but you got a little deep on us, man. I don't know. It felt.
I do that from time to time, Randall. It makes you cry, but it annoys Jack. So
I don't care if you cry or not, and Randall, go ahead and cry.
Hey, that's why it took me so long to call. But then when I heard your voice, I knew I had to get on him. I couldn't wait no longer. And I saw I missed you the other Friday. That messed me up, but I'm glad to hear you now.
Okay.
And you talking about that paddle. Joey, I think you cussed on radio last night on Greg's show.
What?
Nah, man.
Huh? You sure?
Yeah.
I'll check the tape.
I thought he said no cussing. He's still on the air. I thought you done.
I'll check the tape and get the paddle.
But, man, Joey, I just want to tell you. I want to tell you about last night. He was on Greg's show the last hour, man.
I know. All day long.
Not
ever did that stuff. I want one ad. Play that dumb game. I got it. You never had it.
Fine.
Goes on all one. It's a three. I heard it.
No, it's fine.
You all these guys.
Radio hog,
exactly.
You should call 2 minutes.
No, he invited me.
Get on their show, too.
He invited me on.
Call Kevin Atkins. Get on his show.
You just sound better.
I'm not. You're bread dip.
No, you're more bitter than I am.
No, you're bread dip. Hard dip on one.
Jack, don't forget you all he got, man.
I know.
Don't so forget sad. You all he got.
Yeah, you see how messed up it is, dude, Randall.
Yeah, I do, man. Yeah. Jack loves to hear you. Hey, when a man's like that, when he's the opposite, that's just good to be. That's what he wants to hear. He probably listens to you all day. He probably got replays when he goes to sleep.
Hell no. Hell no. Better not live.
All right, Randall. Yeah. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
See you, Randall.
Y'all too, man.
Love you, brother.
Love y'all.
Yeah, 9 hours. That's long.
I wasn't on the full 9 hours.
I don't care. Close the nap.
272-9228. You know this part of the program is brought to you by this entire hour, second hour?
I think I do.
Alabama Home
Mortgage. I know. 567-4223.
567-4223.
Good. And English.
Kim Williams.
She's the best.
Oh, she's amazing. Have you met Madeline Cannon?
No, I have not.
She's awesome. You get along famously with
awesome.
Her.
Awesome.
What? Does she cuss? Does she cuss?
I don't know.
I think she does when she deals with Joey.
Yeah, I'm wanting anybody who hangs out with you, that starts to happen.
Right. Yeah. Grows on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, does. Sure.
But you know what they're really great at? Mortgages.
I know.
They can get you a
all
brand
day
new
long.
All day, every day.
That's it.
They can get you that first home. First mortgage, set you up, starts with pre-approval, guide you each step of the way, all the way to closing day. And then right now is refinance time.
What do your bets?
Oh, this month in particular, they have been giving an interest rate reduction to veterans. And that's regardless
rejection,
of...
Rejection, yeah.
And that's regardless of whether or not you qualify for a VA home loan program. Now, a lot of veterans in the state don't realize they do qualify. So Kim and Madeline went and specialized in working with the VA and getting those home loan benefits you veterans earned through your service. So call them up at 567-4223, and they can set you up, skip up to 2 payments when you refinance through Alabama Home Mortgage. And whether you're a veteran or it's a conventional loan, jumbo-sized loan, they can help you out. It might be you're looking to retire soon, so you want to cut down the length of the mortgage or take out money to pay off other debts, or maybe you just want more money in your pocket. Nothing wrong with that. Again, 567-4223. You can visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is
a difference
in mortgage companies. NMLS number 1586368. Of course, they are an equal housing lender. More news and views when we come back. 272-9228. Duke, Debbie. Well, Duke dropped. Debbie, Red Top, and others. Hold your positions.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Thanksgiving week sale going on now through Saturday at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Black Friday prices all week long on holiday favorites like 50% off Christmas ornaments, decor, and pre-wrapped gifts. 40% off all undecorated, pre-lit, lifelike Christmas trees, wreaths, and garlands. Plus, shop unique gifts for everyone on your Christmas list, including jewelry, purses and totes, kids' toys and books, guy gifts, and more. Shop Black Friday prices now during the Thanksgiving week sale at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Hey, it's Joey. 4 Healthy Pets, located on the Atlanta Highway, is the River Region's only locally owned pet store. When going into those big box stores, you really just don't know what to trust. Whether you have a cat or dog, 4 Healthy Pets only stock the best, most healthy selections for your pets. And by the way, if you don't see what you're looking for, they can special order products for you. You can check out their inventory online at 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. Located in the Village East Shopping Center on the Atlanta Highway, 4 Healthy Pets for your healthy pets.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. an equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. All things considered, not a bad holiday weekend forecast. No major storm systems on the way. It'll be cool at times, though. Today's high temperature will be in the lower 60s. A little breezy later on. Sunshine. Clear skies. Chilly tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 36. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving. Good bit of sunshine mixed in with a few clouds. A warmer afternoon. High temperature up around 70. Not bad. Scattered showers holding off till later on Thursday night. Then it'll turn breezy and much cooler again on Black Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
To News and Views from 9 till noon.
And you know,
I got talking off the air with Jack Campbell, and I forgot he actually has music he likes other than this crap bumper music that I make. So this is one of his favorites. Little Sky Full of Stars.
Yeah. How do you know?
Because I know you.
Oh, sure.
Cause you're a sky full of stars.
Here on News and Views from 9 till noon.
I'm gonna give you my heart.
So, should we go to Debbie now?
Yeah, go to Debbie.
Hey, Debbie.
Good morning, my three favorite amigos.
How are you doing?
How are you doing, honey?
Good, how are you, Jack?
Good, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, the same to you when I said Jack's on. And Eddie's in the house, and then there's Joey. What more could we ask for?
A lot more.
No. You keep us laughing. You keep us informed.
A bike chipped.
Jack, it's good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
I just wanted you all to have a happy Thanksgiving
you
and
too.
Tell you how much I appreciate you, along with many, many more people. And I just think it's great that you're there, and I'm just grateful for all of you.
Thank you.
Joey, I'll listen to your show on the rerun at night just to make sure I didn't miss something. If there's nothing else I can see on TV or listen to on the radio, I'll listen to you again and enjoy it all over again.
Well, thank you for that, Debbie.
You're very welcome. I'll let you go. I know you have other people, but happy Thanksgiving, guys. And
you
thanks
too,
for all you do. And tell us what's going on and keep us on the track, right track.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Debbie.
Love you all. Thank
Love
you.
Love you too, hon. Bye-bye.
Red Top.
Good morning.
Hey, Red Top, how are you?
Man, I'm fine. The past year and a half has almost killed all of us contractors. We've been worked to death. I'm ready for the pandemic to go away so I can get some damn rest.
Don't have to shrunk.
me,
all
Jack,
I can say, it sucks.
Yeah, I know. It would tend to slow me down just a tad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sure good to hear you, man, and... Actually, there's some exciting news about space. Last night NASA launched the spaceship to divert the moon that is floating around the asteroid. Are you aware of that, Joey?
Yeah, we talked about it at the beginning of the show.
Ah, sorry. And another amazing thing, the Kepler telescope has just completed its 9-year mission, and if you're not familiar with it, it was like a city bus size spaceship with a giant viewing window at the front, and it took a picture of the same trip of the Milky Way for 9 years. So SpaceX has now launched the TESS satellite, which is focusing in on all these exoplanets, and there's a bunch of them, man. We got one star with two planets just 11.2 light years away, and I'll be damned if one of them rascals ain't as blue as it can be. So things are really closing in on the space stuff. And I'm going to be working with the drone professor the next week and a half.
That's great.
And I'm going to try to get him to come back on the radio. He's been already been on your station twice.
Well, he hadn't talked to me. I'd love to chat with him.
You would love to chat with him. He's really smart. And I'm going to try to get him to help me contact somebody at NASA to get an education center in downtown Montgomery. NASA needs to have a presence in Montgomery, the capital of the state where the Marshall Space Flight Center is. Don't you think the Pazis building would be a great place for a NASA education
center? Yeah, that's a good idea.
So I'm looking forward to that, and I know it seems obtuse to have somebody like me even bring this up, but somebody needs to do it, don't they, Joey?
Yeah, I mean, and you're the guy, too. You're so well-connected as a painter.
I'll work on it, and if you think I'm joking, you know me better, don't you?
Indeed.
See you later. Have a great Thanksgiving, guys. I'll talk to you all later.
You too. Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving. I yelled at him yesterday. He kind of.
Oh, you were very rude to him yesterday.
He kind of got on my nerves yesterday.
You're always rude to Red Dog.
But he kind of deserves it as well. He knows I love him. 272-9228. You said this is a lady on here? Tootie?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, this is Tootie. How are you today?
Good, Tootie. How are you?
I am good. In fact, I'm very good. I was out shopping, and I had one item. And the lady that was in front of me would not let me pay for my one item. So it's a pass it on day. Get out and shop.
Amen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's time to just pass on all our thankfulness. But what I'm really called about is I need an update on our officials that will be running. And I understand Kay Ivey will be running. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
That's correct. She's definitely running.
She's definitely running. And what about, will Mike Holmes be running?
For re-election? I don't know off the top of my head.
If
he wants it, I think it's his. But I'm not sure if he made a promise to only do a certain amount of term limits. I don't know. I need to double check that with Mike.
Okay, and then what about Reed Ingram?
I think he's staying put.
He's going to run again?
I believe so.
Okay, and ask them, well, I'll ask them, all three of them to call in, because I would love to hear, you know, some of the updates on what's going on in the session.
Sure, I mean, we're waiting. I guess the new session will start in January. Yeah. So, I would love to have Mike back on, Reed on, Will Barfoot I've become good friends with, to have Charlotte Meadows on as well, even after this redrawing of the districts. And then we'll see if KIV ends up getting a challenger. There are a few folks flirting with it right now.
Okay, because, you know, I mean, if they could just call in just to wish us a happy Thanksgiving, that would be nice.
Well,
just to hear their voice and know that they're out there taking care of us.
That's a good idea. All our representatives, you want to call up and just say happy Thanksgiving, we'd love
Absolutely.
To hear it.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you, Joey. Have Thank a you blessed
too.
Day.
You too. Thank you.
She sounded sweet.
Very
she
nice.
She did.
Very, very nice.
And let's go to something quite opposite. Let's go to Duke.
Hello. Good morning, you guys.
What's up, Rudy?
Not much. Happy Thanksgiving. And it's good to hear all three of y'all together.
Thank you.
Jack, good to be there. One thing I was going to tell you was one way to solve the panhandling problem is quit giving them freaking money. Yeah. That would cure it.
Or be like, hey, are you hungry? Well, let's go to Mickey D's real quick.
Leave your coupon book in your car.
A coupon book. There you go. Good idea, Jack.
I know people who do that.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, that's it, because I believe they would probably dry up if that were the case.
You're right. Certainly. You're right.
I hope Tim James comes out swinging. I'd like to see a good competitor against Kay Ivey.
We got guys on top talking about yoga.
Talk him out of the yoga thing?
That's the book, you know.
Yeah. I agree with you 100%.
That was kind of stupid.
I know, stupid. Who cares?
Right. Namaste.
Well, y'all have a great Thanksgiving. I know you got
I'm
a lot of people
here on the gas tax.
Thanks, Rudy.
The Pointer School Board.
Yes.
And whatever else. She's going to be beat.
Oh, sir.
With a lot of money.
Right.
And creativity.
Yes. Yeah, I think...
I think Lindsey Blanchard is looking at it really closely.
I think it'd be a good idea.
Well, and I've known about this stuff for a while now, and it's interesting to see the Wall Street Journal just pick it up, and it's now gotten in the news cycle this week, where Trump has very much been saying to Linda Blanchard, if you can show that you can show up. I don't think Trump just wants to back somebody because, oh...
They have my name, where, New Jersey?
Yeah,
Pennsylvania?
His Bedminster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if they can, if she can show that she's competitive, he's all in. But the idea that he's just going to back somebody because it's money, no, you got to show you're a good candidate. You got to prove yourself. And he's been burnt in the state. Trump has. By Luther Strange. Yeah, these sorts of things. So he's, I think, in full backing mode of Mo Brooks. Donald Trump is full on behind there. And that, by the way, is only going to get more... interesting, I'll put it that way, that U.S. Senate race. More news and views after this quick break. We'll come back to Robert and others at 272-9228. Jack Campbell in the studio.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The more options you have, the better, Alabama. So if you have Medicare, give yourself choice and flexibility with United Healthcare. As Alabama's number one Medicare Advantage plan provider, United Healthcare offers plans designed to meet your health and budget needs with great benefits like a $0 plan premium, low copay on covered prescriptions, and more. Take advantage of your options. Call United Healthcare today at 1-855-605-3184. That's 1-855-605-3184. Benefits, features, or devices vary by plan and area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Primal Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Cropville Carpet is a family-owned flooring store that prides itself on personal service, quality products, and guaranteed installation. From beautiful hardwood floors to luxurious smart strand carpet, Prattville Carpet has you covered. Call, come by, or online at prattvillecarpet.com.
Primal Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's here, and I'm going to try to save my voice and not break your eardrums on this one. I just want to tell you from my heart that the sale that we run as a pre-Thanksgiving blowout is a sale like no other sale ever before. It's totally insane. Every single item in the store gets a nutsy, crazy price. We have blowout items that are unheard of, from $29, $79, $99. Unbelievable. It's going to run now through Black Friday. You can lay away until Christmas. You really want to stop and see us. Thank you.
We're here with David Little. And David, it's the holiday season, so what's happening over at Tucker Pecan?
Y'all need to come see us. The new crop of pecans is arriving fresh daily. We've got new crop halves, pieces, roasted and salted, chocolate covered, cinnamon, honey, Cajun, praline. We've got them all. And you know what? It's just in time for your holiday baking. If you need some pecans, come see us at Tucker Pecan. And if you know what, if pecans aren't your thing and you're looking for a gift for your family or friends, we've got those too. Whether it be jewelry, purses, necklaces, we've got it all. We've got tote bags, anything you can think of. Plus, we've got fresh local jellies, jams, barbecue sauces, seasonings. We've got them all at Tucker Pecan. We are your one-stop shopping for your Christmas needs. So come see us at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Is your cell phone or iPad cracked, broken, or not working right? Don't let the big carrier stores sucker you into a new $1,100 device. Let XI Repair fix your device today. XI Repair fixes cell phones, computers, laptops, iPads, game consoles, drones, and more. Their certified technicians fix hundreds of devices every day. When your device needs care, call XI Repair, 334-777-1234, or Google XI Repair.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest, weekday evening.